Back on Dakota's Best, AM 1390, KJAM, about 25 minutes until 7 o'clock. This is Coach's Corner, live from the KJAM studios in downtown Madison. A busy downtown Madison right now. People coming and going and enjoying their Wednesday night. We are now joined in studio with a couple of guests live in studio. We have Dakota State University head football coach Josh Anderson making his weekly return. And also making his Coach's Corner debut is Trojan Athletic Club president Casey Crabtree. And gentlemen, thank you for coming on the show tonight.
Oh, thanks, you know it.
It has been a lot of chatter here. You guys been here for a few minutes, and we've just been a little bit back and forth here with the show going on. And it's going to be an interesting pick segment that we got coming up here in just a little while. There's a little bit of parlaying going on here and a little bit of a side bet going on. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Coach, starting with you here first, you know, coming off your Trojans, 5-2 on the season, 3-1 in the regular season. Didn't have a game last week, you know, the bye week, a good time to get rested and recuperated for this stretch run. You know, plenty of work for your team to get to keep yourselves busy during that off week, including at the end of last week. You had a little bit of an interesting practice. You had the Trojan Bowl going on to give some of those younger players an opportunity to kind of spread their wings and shine a little bit.
Gave those guys a little itch. They're wanting to get back at it, finding out when the next Trojan Bowl can happen, because they want to have one every week or at least every other week. And I said, yeah, we'll see. But we had some guys that were out this week on the scouts that were injured just or sick or things like that. So we just got to make sure we have them all back, and it's fun to do. So we'd love to have as many as we can get. So, yeah, coming off that bye week, though, it's very rejuvenating, man. Last year we did a poor job of doing what we needed to do. We were trying to emulate other schools and just trying to get a blueprint of what needs to be done. And this year we thought, you know what, let's just do what's best for us. And having that Trojan Bowl at the end of one of the practices was awesome. Left, you know, with just some excitement and things like that, and gave them Friday, Saturday, and Sunday off to just rest and relax. And when they came back, I asked a lot of guys, you know, what'd you do? And they're like, nothing. I'm like, me too. It was awesome. You know,
Was the exact opposite of what I did. I did nothing, but there was work, and then there was a lot of travel for my end as well. But that's neither here nor there, and no rest for the weary, as the saying goes. Now, you're talking about a little bit, you know, just kind of getting prepared for this stretch run that we have, and also a strong and tough schedule. You got four games remaining left this season. You got Valley this Saturday, then Dickinson State at home, Mayville and presentation to wrap up the season as well, and hopefully coming out with more wins than losses as well. That's always nice to have, especially after last season with coming off that bye week. You know, just with this remaining portion of the schedule, not going to be easy in any stretch at all. You know, what is it that the team's going to have to remain resilient to make that nice long run at the end of this season?
Just having the right mindset. You know, we got to treat this like a new season. And obviously Valley City doesn't have the best record this year, but they're very difficult no matter what. Even when they're down, they're not. They're a very good team. They're going to play to the end. I was just talking to the guys tonight after practice about this literally is going to take four quarters. Whether they're winning or whether we're winning, they're not going to give up, and we certainly aren't either. And so it'll come right down to the end. I'm sure it'll be a very good game. It's always tough to go to North Dakota and have some success, but, you know, it's just something we have to deal with every year because we have North Dakota schools in our conference. But just something we have to deal with and plan every single time. Got to make sure we do things to keep the refs on our side. You know, we don't want to get them upset and have them be human and look for calls against us. But, you know, I feel like we're ready. As ready as we're ever going to be. We've had the bye week before Valley City, and, you know, what a great time to have it before Valley City and then, of course, Dickinson. But we'll have to worry about Dickinson next week regardless of the result this Saturday. But definitely Valley City does a lot of different things defensively. They have a really good offensive system. And so to have this extra week to prepare, break down film, and then break down film again and just – double cross the T's and double dot the I's best we can to put ourselves in the best position during this coming Saturday. The best we can will be good. And obviously, you know, we'll have to just live with the outcome either way.
And again, you're talking about that match against Valley City State Saturday up in North Dakota as well. You know, last year, a tough loss against the Vikings, 41-22. That matchup was a real head scratcher, just because just looking back at that one, there were some things that just didn't go your way. They put up 500 yards of offense. Trojans put up about 200 some yards of offense. You know, just looking back at that game last year, kind of taking a look at what happened last year and getting the film on Valley this year and kind of translating, you know, what's a few things that you're keeping your eye on and some of those changes from last year to head into this year's matchup against Valley City State.
really the biggest thing is just coming out with the right attitude. Last year we came off that bye week and we were just sloppy, and of course playing a good team like Valley City, who's solid. You know, if you make mistakes, or if you give them the ball with turnovers and things like that and give them a short field, they're going to make you pay for it. And it's no different this year. So last year we just did a terrible job, and they did very well, took the momentum and ran with it all game long and put it on us. And so obviously we want to avoid that at all costs this year. But you never know. I mean, that could happen again. I doubt we'll come in with the same attitude, but I feel like it's going to be a much better ball game this year.
It certainly will be. That is a 4 p.m. kickoff from Valley City, North Dakota. That is your Dakota State University Trojans taking on the Vikings of Valley City State. We'll have that game for you over on our sister station, that being Jammin' Country 103. So it's a 4 p.m. kickoff. We'll bring in the pregame show starting about 3:40. Also available online through the DSU sports page on AmazingMadison.com. Now bringing in our other guest, I should say, making his Coach's Corner debut, Trojan Athletic Club President Casey Crabtree. And Casey, thanks so much for coming on the show this week.
Well, thanks, Paul. I'm pretty excited. I think Coach was going to let me call the first series of offensive and defensive plays, so I'm going to announce those a little bit later, so I hope everybody stays tuned to the end.
So, well, I certainly hope so as well. Yep. Try to get those ratings up a little bit. I mean, we did have Brock Reinhiller on the show last week, Mr. Ratings Booster himself, so hopefully we can get the ratings through the roof on this one with this week's segment, and also preparing for the NFL picks coming up here in just a few minutes as well. So you're the head president for the Trojan Athletic Club. And for those who don't really know, Trojan Athletic Club is kind of the, as you put it, the team behind the team as well. Just kind of give us a little background information about the Trojan Athletic Club and what they do with Dakota State University Athletics.
Yeah, Paul, it's an exciting time. Obviously, there's a lot of great things happening at the university, but athletics is super exciting right now, especially the Trojan Athletic Club. We have started this club about 3 years ago, 4 years ago, with a great group of people that have really just taken on here. And what it is all about is helping raise some scholarship dollars so we can get some of the regional athletes to stay here and play here. We already know we got a top-notch university. Now we can match some top-notch athletes with a great coaching staff that we have here. And we're having some success. I mean, we're seeing a whole bunch. If we just take with Coach Anderson sitting here, we got a number of Madison athletes and then area athletes. We got Coleman. We've got Oldham, Ramona Rutland. We had a Howard kid. So we've got you know, kids from this area that are playing, and we're recruiting this area. So it's really, really fun as far as that goes. The second thing we did, Paul, was really focus on enhancing the game day experience. And so I think the proof is in the pudding there. You know, we've had a record-setting crowd for the Ag Bowl to start the year versus Dakota Wesleyan. We brought over 5,500 people came to that game. I mean, it was phenomenal. Of course, they got to see the Trojans put on a good show there. But even our game since then, football is having record attendance. Our volleyball's had record attendance over the last couple of years. Basketball is the same. So it's just really exciting, and it's a lot of fun to be a part of. We're up to, I think, 240 members right now, which is way past where I thought we'd be when we got this thing kind of kicked off and rolling. And where does that put us? You know, our dollars that we're raising puts us probably total athletic scholarships put us about in the middle of the pack versus the rest of the conference. So we know we got some work to do, but man, we have made up some serious ground, and it's a lot of fun. So for those that are out there that aren't involved, I hope you come talk to us and be involved. It doesn't necessarily require a lot of money to be a part of that by any means. We just want you to be a part of it and come have fun at the games.
And it also leads to my next question as well. You know, how does one person become a member of the Trojan Athletic Club? And you know, part of all these events as well with attendance, and also, you know, just being a part and being, again, that team behind the team as well.
Yeah, it's really easy to get involved. You can sign up online if that's the easiest way to get involved. You can also come to the games, and we've got places to sign up there, or you can talk to myself, you can talk to the athletic director, Jeff Dittman, or Jared Indahl. Coaches can point you in the right direction too. So like I said, we're not asking for a lot of out of folks, so I don't want to scare anybody away on that side, nor do we ask for them to work at a bunch of events or do anything like that. It's not like that at all. It's about having a good time, coming out, watching some great teams. And I mean, the product on the field is a lot of fun to watch. I mean, we're talking in the last few years a significant step up in all our athletics as far as what we're seeing out there. So it's a great thing to bring your family to, your friends to, and that's what we're really asking for is our members and other members that join, is just to bring family and friends and have a good time.
Yeah, and finally as well, Casey, you know, you put on a lot of events with this Trojan Athletic Club. At the beginning of the year, you had the Trojan tailgate down at the Pub House. Last year as well, there you had the ice fishing tournament up in Lake Poinsett. You know, a lot of these events that go on, you know, and also raising money for the Trojan Athletic scholarships and through the Booster Club and everything as well. You know, just how many events do you guys usually put on a year, and what are some of those events that that the Trojan Athletic Club puts on to help support DSU athletics?
Yeah. You know, the tailgate was an awesome deal, right? The guys at the Pub House have done a good job supporting us. In fact, at the football games for the Trojan Athletic Club members, there is they've always got cold beverages for any age. So there's you know, the ones for the little ones too. So but they do a really good job of supporting the Trojan Athletic Club. And there's a bunch of fun things that happen with when you join. You get the season pass and you get some gear, so you get some great things like that. But our next really big event that is a fundraiser for it is the Wild Game Feed, and we're looking at December 7th for that. Russ Olson, that's kind of his main event, so he gets pretty excited for that. Cooks a lot of great food, and I know the guys just came back this week from an elk hunt out in Wyoming, so I'm expecting the Wild Game Feed to be unrivaled with years past. I mean, it's going to be awesome. So we're hoping folks come out and have a good time with us there. And we've got some big things coming up here in 2 weeks. We've got the football team at home versus Dickinson, right? And so we're expecting a big tailgate there. But we also got the basketball playing, both women's and men's. And we've got volleyball, too. So the tailgating, the hospitality suites, those are all going to be open and ready to go. And we're just going to have a lot of fun with that weekend.
And it certainly sounds like there'll be plenty of ample opportunities to become a member of the Trojan Athletic Club as well. You can contact Casey Crabtree, who is the president of the Trojan Athletic Club. You can also speak with Athletic Director Jeff Dittman and also all of your Dakota State University coaches to point you in the right direction as well. All right, now we're down to serious business. This week is probably the most unrivaled of all pick segments as well. We got ourselves a couple of parlays going on right now, and the NFL Week 7 picks. Last week, Coach Anderson predicted himself to go 12-2 last week.
Felt good about that.
You felt really good about it, and well, if the NFL's been like it has been at any point of this season, not exactly a strong suit as well. Our other guests as well, we had Brock Reinhiller, and we also had Darby Neal on the show. Brock Reinhiller, a bit of a disappointing week. He was 6-8 last week. Oh. And Darby Neal was 7-7 last week as well. Coach Anderson, you may want to hold yourself within restraint here. You were also 7-7 last week. At least you weren't under 500. That's the way I look at it. I try to look at the glass half full, but of course, you probably put yourself to a higher standard. And it'll probably go even bolder with your prediction this week.
I'll have to audit those and see if you got those correct. See, I feel like I was 12-2 still.
This is the same thing I get from all my coworkers here at KJAM. They all think I cheat. I have no incentive to cheat whatsoever.
Oh, whoa. I didn't say cheat. I just simply said.
I'm trying to cook the books or something.
Yeah, this is a lack of focus. Maybe.
Lack of focus. Sorry, that has come back to get me a couple of times this year. But when I take these picks, I hold them within high regard. I pretty much lock them up at my place of residence as well. Okay, let's head into week 7 here of our NFL picks. Got a couple teams on bye right now. We got the Houston Texans and the Detroit Lions on bye. Our first game here, before we get too far, now we know Coach Anderson is a Bears fan. Now, Casey, we ask all our guests what fan they are of the NFL, if they are an NFL fan. Which team do you root for?
We're Chicago through and through here.
Chicago,
man.
through and through.
We're Bears fans. Bears fans here.
Okay, a lot of love in the NFC North. Of course, I'm a Minnesota Vikings fan. When they're doing good, born and raised in Minnesota, so there's that to go with. Also a closet New England Patriots fan, but that's another story within itself. First game, Thursday night one, it is an AFC West matchup with the Kansas City Chiefs hitting the road into the black hole that is the Oakland Raiders. Oakland 2-4 on the year. Derek Carr kind of in and out, has got a bit of a questionable back as well this week's matchup. But we'll start off, Coach Anderson, who'd you take in this week's AFC West battle?
You know, I took the Chiefs. I like them. They had a tough loss, but they're going to take care of business here.
So not the Chefs this week. They're going to go with the Chiefs, huh?
I had to get that I back in there because there is an I in Chiefs.
You know, it's a silent. I believe it's a silent I in that one. Kansas City Chiefs. I went with Kansas City as well in this one. Casey, who'd you go with?
You guys are weak sauce, boys.
We're going
the Raiders night game.
Please.
At the Raiders. Come on. It's going to be loud.
It is going to be loud, but again, there's just nothing behind Derek Carr if he goes down. You got EJ Manuel back there, although he did look good against Denver a couple weeks ago.
Loud with Chiefs fans cheering on the Chiefs.
Exactly as well. Now we're going to head
to this. I'm already up by one.
Already up by one. Bold prediction right there. Sunday games, we're going to head right into it. Tampa Bay at Buffalo. Tampa Bay is 2-3. Heading to the Great White North, that is Buffalo at 3-2. Casey, who'd you go with this week?
You got to go with the Bills at home there, right? I mean, nobody circles the wagons.
Like the Buffalo Bills, absolutely. At Ralph Wilson Stadium, it's always going to be known as the Ralph, not this new era field that they call it now. I went with Buffalo as well, Coach Anderson.
Yep, took the Bills.
Got to go with the Bills for some reason this year. They're just a little bit different now, probably since Rex Ryan is gone as well. Next matchup at U.S. Bank Stadium, Minnesota Vikings against the 3-3 Baltimore Ravens. Baltimore kind of limping in a little bit. They're banged up in multiple places. Minnesota is Minnesota at this point of the season. Classic curse of Minnesota. A team starts getting good, then something happens, and the wheels come falling off. Coach Anderson, who'd you go with this week?
Well, the Ravens are banged up because, you know, those fabulous Bears put them down.
That they did.
Put them
down.
That
they did. We were going to talk about that as well.
So I'll take the Queens this week, even though it pains me to say that.
You know. You just know the battle of the purple, the greater purple, is going to come out in that one. Casey, who'd you go with this week?
I'm going with the Vikes as well.
You know, for myself, I definitely went with the Vikings as well. Last couple of weeks, I've picked the Vikings. They've been, you know, up and down. Last week, I went with the Vikings. The greatest thing in the world happened. Aaron Rodgers goes down, possibly more than likely the rest of the year as well. So that certainly bodes well in the battle of the NFC as well. I went with the Vikings in that one as well. Bit of a questionable matchup in my mind, this next one. New York Jets at the Miami Dolphins. 3-2 Miami is, and also 3-3 the New York Jets. Coach Anderson, who'd you go with?
I can never, ever circle the Dolphins because of Cutler. So I went with the Jets.
Okay, that's certainly all right. And Casey?
I think Cutler's going to limit it to 3 picks this weekend and pull off the win. So
yeah, I highlight all my picks, and I just put my highlighter across Miami, and I was like, I instantly regret this pick, but at the same time, it could happen. It happened last week. Miami defeated Atlanta in Atlanta. That was just certainly out of left field. I went with the Dolphins this week as well. Another matchup, a divisional matchup, this one in the NFC West, Arizona Cardinals 3-3, the Los Angeles Rams at 4-2. Casey, who'd you go with?
Got to go with the Cardinals in this one.
Going with the Cardinals, okay. Coach Anderson?
I'm a Cardinals fan, but, you know, in order to win this week, I had to pick sensibly, so.
Of course.
I went with the Rams.
Went with the Rams as well. I definitely went that direction. I think Arizona may have found something offensively when they picked up table scraps, that is Adrian Peterson, but who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows what will happen the rest of this season? Of course, he goes off for 100-plus yards and a couple of TDs last week. But I went with Rams in this week's matchup.
Crabtree minus one.
Back at zero. I feel like you're
Coachy,
back at zero.
You're married to a Cardinal. She's right up at Highway 81 here. You're going to get yourself in hot water here, man.
That's awesome town. That's not.
Next matchup. We got the Jacksonville Jaguars at the Indianapolis Colts. Jags are 3-3. Colts are 2-4. Coach, who'd you go with?
I went with the defense and the Shagwires.
I like that. It's a nice touch right there. Casey, who'd you go with?
I'm with the Jags.
I'm going with the Jags as well. That's a clean sweep for Jacksonville. Now the New Orleans Saints against the Green Bay Packers, 3-2 Saints, 4-2 Packers. I think everyone probably would have thought a week ago this probably would have been a toss-up, or maybe leaning more towards Green Bay since it's in Green Bay. But I think this one's pretty much maybe a one-sided affair. Coach, who'd you go with this week?
Hey, the Saints had a poor start, but they've been coming on strong, and of course with, you know, Mr. Double-Check being out for the rest of the season. I'm taking the Saints.
Going with the Saints. Casey, how about you?
No QB for Packers. I mean, you got to go with Drew Brees and the Saints.
You got to go with Drew Brees and the Saints. I mean, Nick Unley, great in college. I mean, he was pretty good. I mean, he got drafted and is a backup in the NFL, so that's got to count for something. He's no Aaron Rodgers, especially at home as well. I'm going to New Orleans in this one as well. Now, this one may be a one-man show here on my end as well with Carolina at Chicago here. I'm going to go out on a ledge here that both you gentlemen, being loyal Chicago Bear fans, you both went with Chicago in this one.
Duh, Bears.
That's correct. And, Paulie, I want to say something. Your hat is disgusting,
of
man.
Course it
disgusting.
Is. I'm wearing a Los Angeles Dodgers hat today because the Dodgers are 3-0 in the series against the Chicago Cubs. Casey
Comeback
made that.
Comeback starts tonight, yeah. Paulie. Comeback starts tonight.
Casey made that comment as soon as he walked into the station. He's like, I hate that hat. And as well, sometimes I wear stuff to get a reaction out of people.
Well
and
done.
That's the reaction I'm going with.
Well
although,
done. Well done.
Although Eric Hortness would definitely back me up because he is a Dodger fan.
He's
as well.
Dead to me. He's dead to me.
I'm just surprised. He probably has been letting you know here this week or so. As Hortness has been getting on your case about the Dodgers being up 3-0. But this one, I'm going with Carolina in this one. Yeah, I could see it going either way. I mean, Chicago, Mitch Trubisky, they may have found something right there. He's been strong these last few weeks. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. You can probably put me down -1 for this matchup.
Definitely.
Already wrote it down.
Yep. Already wrote it down. This one, I think this one's pretty much a safe bet. But who knows? Cleveland Browns hosting the Tennessee Titans. Do we all go with Tennessee on this one?
Yep.
All right, Tennessee gets the win on moving Cleveland to 0-7 on the season. Dallas Cowboys at the San Francisco 49ers, another winless team. I don't see San Fran somehow getting a win here the rest of the season. I just don't see it. Dallas, though, kind of limping in. Supposedly, maybe Zeke Elliott. Who knows what happens there with the legal issues. I went with Dallas in this one. Did we go with Dallas as well?
You know, I did, but I will tell you what. Dallas is good enough to lose this game, too.
This is true. This is very true. They find ways to lose.
Oh, we're waking up the ghost of Joe Montana.
Oh, boy.
We're going with the Niners here.
The ghost of Joe Montana. I mean, I don't think he's dead yet.
Yeah, he's not.
He's rolling not. In his grave.
He's not. We're talking about his Niner days. I mean, they've lost, what, five or
Joe
six
Montana's
games by three points. They're due to get off the skid.
You would think sooner or later.
I'm sorry to all the Cowboys fans.
You're taking
the loss. This
Joe Montana's rolling in his grave, and he's not even dead yet. I love it. Next matchup, we got the Denver Broncos at the Los Angeles Chargers. I believe this one was the pick where I highlighted it, and I instantly regretted it. I went with Los Angeles this week. I went with the Chargers somehow, some way. Yeah, exactly. A lot of reaction on this one. Gentlemen, what'd you think?
I did it. I went with the Chargers as well just because the Broncos lost to some garbage Giants this last week.
Exactly.
So, I don't know. They're probably licking their wounds, and the Chargers will come in. Now, the Chargers are good at stumbling over their own shadow, so you never know, but I took the Chargers.
Exactly. Who knows? Casey?
Yeah, you got to go with the Broncos defense. I mean, they had a tough week, but I think they got it figured out. They look past them. They're going to come hard this weekend. It's all Broncos.
Yeah, that'll be an interesting one to keep our eye on there in the late afternoon games. Next one, we got Cincinnati at Pittsburgh. Cincinnati is 2-3. Pittsburgh is 4-2. Cincinnati kind of turning things around after a rough start. Pittsburgh, who knows what you'll get week to week with that team. I went with Pittsburgh this week, gentlemen.
I took Pittsburgh. They're just tough to beat at home unless you're the Chicago Bears.
This is very true. Very true. Yep. You guys would know all about that.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. I went with the Steelers as well. I mean, they lost. I mean, one of their two losses was to the mighty Chicago Bears.
That it was.
Well, I'm with the Steelers.
Next one, we got the Seattle Seahawks at the New York Giants. New York getting their first win last week against the Denver Broncos. In Denver, or that game was in Denver, correct? That's
not
an easy place to go, especially for an East Coast team to come up and get the win in Denver. Seattle 3-2, New York 1-5 in the Meadowlands as well. Coach, who'd you go with?
Well, I hope the Giants win, but I picked the Seahawks.
Exactly. That's the mantra I'm going with as well. I definitely took the Seahawks, but I wouldn't be surprised, even though Odell Beckham Jr. is done for the year, which killed my fantasy team, though I'm holding up here. I'm holding up here. I got back to 500 this week, so I'm hanging in there as best I can. Casey, who'd you go with?
Seahawks as well.
Going with the Seahawks as well. Definitely respectable. Sunday night game, the rematch of Super Bowl 51. Arizona at New England, the Falcons 3-2. New England is 4-2. Coach, who'd you go with?
Well, because of that trash hat you're wearing, I'd like to pick the Falcons just to spite you.
Just to spite me.
When the lights are on and the cameras are showing, you know, Tom takes care of business.
Tom,
I took
terrific.
The Patriots.
Yeah, I'd like to see the Falcons pull it off, too. I just don't think they beat New England at home at night. I'm with Tom Brady.
You know, I went with New England this week, but at the same time, New England's defense is not what it once was. week to week, you kind of hold your breath. And I went with New England, but at the same time, Atlanta kind of coming in a little bit groggy at the same time. I would definitely be happy they come out with the win. I think it's going to come onto Tom Brady's shoulders to get that win at home against New England as well. Final game, our Monday night game, the Washington quote-unquote Redskins taking on the Philadelphia Eagles at Lincoln Financial Field in Philly, the city of brotherly love. Coach Anderson, I'm going to go out there on a ledge again, and you're going to go with the gangrene in this one.
Oh, you know I am, and it's just because of Mr. Wentz, Daddy. He's taking care of business. The guy's ready. He's ready to win a Super Bowl.
He's a good QB.
I mean, he's sneakily 5-1 on the year are the Eagles. They're not blowing up the airwaves. They're not making headlines, but they're sneakily 5-1 on the season. Everybody else is, you know, why do the Giants stink? Why are the Cowboys up and down? And, you know, Washington's going to be the team this year. Well, the Eagles 5-1 in the year, holding things down atop the NFC East. Casey, who'd you go with?
I went with Wentz too, man. I love what that guy stands for and how he plays the game. So I'm with the Eagles here, but I think that's going to be a really good game. I mean, Cousins is he's a gamer, so I think that's going to be a fun one to watch.
It certainly will be a fun one to watch, especially a Monday night game. That will be 7:30 p.m. kickoff Monday night as well. That is going to wrap things up here with our NFL Week 7 picks. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming on. Big week here. A lot of pride on the line, and also possibly a tab of some coming.
There is.
Coming
that's on. That's definitely yeah. on. Let's that get that on the radio yeah. so people know.
We have it recording in the next studio, okay. too. So this okay. is yeah. in, and we'll have the show up later tonight on our website at AmazingMadison.com. Another yeah. great segue right there. Gentlemen, thank you for coming on the show once again. Coach Anderson, we'll talk with you coming up here on Saturday with your Trojans taking on Valley City State University.
You bet. Hey, it's nice to have another man on the air with us like Brock Reinhiller, Casey Crabtree, another face for radio.
Exactly. A beautiful, beautiful face for radio as well. That's going to about wrap things up here from Coach's Corner live from the KJM studios in downtown Madison. Again, we'll have the show up later tonight on our website at AmazingMadison.com just a little after 7 o'clock. Thank you so much for Matt Gross talking with Lee Palmer of Big Sioux Media and also talking about the Madison Bulldogs against the Del Rapids Courriers and the 11A matchups. We also talked about the 9A and all nine-man class football playoffs matchups here starting tomorrow night as well. Speaking of tomorrow night, our next broadcast over in our sister station, that'll be Jammin' Country 103. Northwestern takes on Coleman Egan from Coleman. That'll be the opening round of the 9B playoffs on Jammin' Country 103. That'll be a 7 p.m. kickoff. We'll bring in the pregame show starting about 6:40 right here on Dakota's Best AM 1390. We'll have Del Rapids against Madison right here on Dakota's Best AM 1390, 7 p.m. kickoff from Trojan Field. Pregame show starting about 6:40. That's going to about wrap things up here. This is Paul Vold, as always, live from the KJM studios in downtown Madison. This is Coach's Corner on Dakota's Best Classic Hits, KJAM.
Thanks for listening to Coach's Corner on Dakota's Best AM 1390 and at AmazingMadison.com. Tune in next Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m. for Coach's Corner on KJAM.